Welcome to episode 8 of the Slouching Towards Thatcham podcast, a weekly podcast intended to showcase the work and voices of some of the UK's best parent bloggers. I'm Tim from Slouching Towards Thatcham, a blog about life as a father of three. Every week on the show, I'm saying hello to a fellow blogger who will talk about and read one of their favourite posts, and I'll do the same with one of mine. It's as simple as that. Bite-sized chunks of blogging brilliance. This week, we're going to try something a little bit different, with my guest providing two posts for the price of one. I'm delighted to introduce the winner of the Best Family Blog at this year's Brit Mum's Brilliance in Blogging Awards, Jess, the comedy genius who puts the rye into the blog Rye Mummy, and, come to think of it, the mummy too. Hi there, Jess.
Hi, that's very kind of you, Tim.
Oh, not at all. Let's kick off with just a little bit of background about yourself and the blog.
Well, as you say, my blog's called Rye Mummy because I find that so many things happen in parenting that are so ridiculous. You can't exactly laugh, but you can't cry either. So to talk about them is just to take a wry look at what's happened and try and make a funny story about it after it's happened, however awful it was at the time. So that's how my first post was written. I just had an awful time clearing up baby sick in the middle of the night. And I was standing at the sink thinking, I hope my husband gets the bug, because he was having the glory roll upstairs looking after the baby. And I just thought, I'm going to write this down because I'm sure there must be people out there who feel the same. And it just made me feel better to write a funny story about a pretty gross experience at the time. And that's the basic starting point of Rye Mummy.
And I'm sure a lot of us can associate with incidents like that. Now, could you just tell us a little bit about the first post that you're reading for us today?
Sure. It's called The Shouting Bra, which is pretty self-explanatory, but basically proposing that we have specialist underwear for parenting. And without further ado, I'll read it to you.
That's great. Well, in that case, the floor's yours.
Thank you. The Shouting Bra. You can't command respect naked, not even from your kids. Hence, I propose a mum's wear diffusion line, starting with the Shouting Bra and the Pants of Power. The Shouting Bra. However you choose to guide your children's behaviour, using your lower register, gentle discipline, shouting, pleading with them to just be quiet and sit still for 5 seconds, please. You can't do it with boobs akimbo. You need what I'm calling, for brevity, the Shouting Bra. Any bra will do. You just need to strap those babies down. You just can't exert authority while your breasts are fighting for freedom. I realise this every morning when it's got to leaving the house countdown time, and I'm trying to verbally encourage three children to get dressed, eat breakfast and generally hustle while still in my PJs. There's just something about having nothing on under your top that erodes credibility. You can't let it all hang loose when you're trying to run a tight ship. Plus, babies and children are incredibly good at inadvertently grabbing a handful of boob or nicking your nip as you lug them around. So it's only sensible to wear protection. The Pants of Power. My baby is quite self-reliant. Has to be, really, since he has two extremely boisterous big brothers. However, at key times, like getting ready for school, he eschews his habitual independence and decides to cling to my legs in a cute but somewhat encumbering manner. So it was that this morning, as I was at the sink, he succeeded, by gradual but persistent endeavour, in pulling my pyjama bottoms down, right down, much to the great amusement of his siblings. How, while they were shouting uproariously, "Mummy's got a bare bottom, Mummy's got a bare bottom," could I then turn around and have the cheek to chastise them for not finishing their Cheerios? I realised then that not only do I need to snap on a bra on rising, but I also need to don the Pants of Power. Again, despite the 50 Shades of Grey-esque name, any keks will do. Underwear is not the answer, but it's a start. I'm not trying to claim that bras for breakfast is the parenting holy grail, but ask yourself this. Have you ever won an argument with anyone naked?
Thanks, Jess. Even as a dad, this rings so true to me. I've tried commanding respect for my kids while naked before, and it really doesn't work. Mind you, I have to say that commanding respect from them fully clothed doesn't work particularly well either. Do you think that maybe I need a shouting bra myself?
Possibly, Tim.
You can't say you don't get great value for money from the podcast, as Jess is providing a special buy one, get one free offer for 1 week and 1 week only. Except you didn't actually have to buy the first one as such. Anyhow, so Jess, what's the background behind this second post?
Well, everyone's heard of Kipling's poem, If, and I found myself with the first line ringing in my head several times a week. If you can keep your head when all about you, ... Because I find as a mother, keeping your head is the only thing that gets you through the day, and it's very hard to do. So I wrote this poem as a kind of homage to Rudyard Kipling, and I do apologise to him and his many fans for maybe messing up his poem. But anyway, this is what I made of it.
Splendid. In that case, it's over to you again.
Thanks, Tim. If, for mums. If you can keep your head when all about you are screaming theirs off and baying for milk. If you can trust yourself when health visitors doubt you, but make allowance for their well-meaning too. If you can get up for the ninth time and not moan about waking, or being weed upon, don't make a fuss, or having sick in your bra, don't give way to quaking, and still try to look good, though you can't do your jeans up. If you can dream, hooray, you're getting more sleep. If you can think after one or more children, if you can meet with triumph and tantrums, and treat those inevitabilities just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've uttered, twisted by your kids to make a trap for you, or watch the child you gave life to stutter, and stoop and pick him up with worn out arms. If you can talk with mums and compare pelvic floors, or walk with kids, nor forget the changing bag. If neither forks nor thrown food can hurt you, if you can hug someone when things feel too bad, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of laundry folded, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a mum, my friend.
Thanks, Jess. I still love this post. I remember first reading it on a particularly trying morning at work, and it brought a much-needed smile to my face. So thank you so much for reading it again for us and for taking the time to join me on this week's podcast.
That's my absolute pleasure, Tim. Thanks very much, and thanks for listening, everyone.
If you want to read more of Jess's writing, go to her blog at rhymummy.com or follow her on Twitter at rhymummy. I'll attach links to both those addresses and to the two posts she's just read on the show notes over on ScloutingTowardsThatcham.com. For my post this week, I'm going to try something a little bit different and give you a sneak preview of a new post that won't be published for another few weeks. In the spirit of Jess's reimagining of If, I've rewritten the lyrics of one of pop music's most iconic songs, which celebrates its 40th anniversary next month, and I've performed it myself, karaoke style. Trust me that this is not false modesty when I say that I'm really not a singer, so you'll probably want to listen to this with your headphones on, if you want to listen to it at all. Or at the very least, I'd recommend listening out of earshot of other people. Don't say I didn't warn you. This is Thatcham Rhapsody. Is this my real life? A desperate dad of three? A living nightmare? No escape from the poo and wee. Go get the wipes. Clean mess up perpetually. I'm just a parent. I need some sympathy. We're at Poulton's Park, CBeebies World, Legoland, Pirate Show, anywhere but theme parks. Let's go for a day by the sea. The sea. M- Mommy just lost her rag. Put dinner on a plate. Kids refused it out of hate. Mommy made it just for you. But now she's gone and thrown it all away. Mommy, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back from work in time for bedtime, carry on, carry on. We can always order takeout. Date night comes once a month. Sneaking out so kids don't know. Spend an evening on our own. Goodbye, everybody. We've got to go. Babysitter charges extra after 12. Mommy. I don't wanna cry. I sometimes wish they'd never been born at all. I see a little pickled pepper on the screen. Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo, anything but the tweenies. Tom Lee Boos and Justin, really not my kind of thing. Pinot Grigio, Sangiovese, Bordolino and Chianti, Chardonnay and Lambrusco and Zinfandel. I'm just a parent, kids, they don't love me. I'm just a parent, head of the family. Give me a break from my dear children three. Going up, going down, make me smile or frown. Tots ranking, will I go up this month? Tots ranking, will I go up this month? Tots ranking, will I go up this month? Won't go up this month, will go up this month. Oh, Isaac, Toby, little Cara, little Cara, let me go. My lovely wife has a cold beer put aside for me, for me, for me. So you think I exist at your beck and call? So you think you can cry and I'll just do it all? Oh, children, can't do this to me, children. Just gotta grow up, just gotta do things for yourself. Let's go for a day out, somewhere you and me. Let's go for a day out. Let's go for a day by the sea. And that's it for this episode of the Slouching Towards Thatcham podcast. If you'd like to listen to either future or previous episodes, you'll find them published on the blog and also on iTunes and various other podcasting sites. You can follow me on the blog at slouchingtowardsthatcham.com, on Twitter at ThatchamDad, and on various other social media channels. You'll find links to all of the above, plus Jess's links, in the show notes on the blog. All that remains is for me to say thank you all for listening to this podcast, and hopefully you'll join me again next week. Until then, goodbye.